It's Mr. Alpert's motion, which introduces the mayor's proposal that's been seconded by Mr. Katz as a substitute to the motion that I had made previously. Could we have a roll call vote on that? She has to clear it.
Mr., what is the vote on?
Roll call vote?
I mean, it's the machine.
Motion.
A yes vote would be.
Would support the substitute motion. Okay, they're all voted. Tally the poll. All right, that motion does not pass. All right, so if you will clear the roll, and we can vote on the original motion.
You have to clear the roll, General.
I know. I think Ms. Lowenthal has an amendment to the motion.
Yes, I do, Madam Chair. In order to ensure that the most economically vulnerable transit-dependent users are not harmed by the proposed fare increase, I'd like to amend the motion to include the following. Budget an additional safety net of $5 million through a countywide expansion of the Immediate Needs Program or a similar program targeting social service agencies that work with the neediest segment of the population. And number two, staff should report back on this program that is developed, as well as funding issues within 6 months to ensure effectiveness and an adequate level of funding.
Second.
Second.
All right, that item has been seconded. Let me just add that we need also to add a resolution, that we would adopt this with a resolution in accordance with the California Environmental Quality Act, a finding that for the purposes of the fare restructuring plan is to pay for operating expenses. So with that, all right, if we could clear, we got to clear the machine in order to take.
Madam Chair, it's your motion as amended by?
As amended by Ms. Lowenthal.
No. Procedurally, we can vote on that amendment.
Do you want to just vote for the amendment, or because I accepted the amendment.
Oh, you accepted the amendment. Okay.
I accepted the amendment.
Okay.
All right.
That's clear.
I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Clear the roll?
We're waiting to clear the roll. Could we clear the roll? You're having technical problems?
Madam.
You want me to just call the roll?
Madam Chair.
Why don't you call the roll?
Call the roll.
Before we do, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Would you also support, without objection, given that there's some concern about whether or not we're going to get any state spillover funds that we reduce for the fiscal year 2007-2008, any subsequent fare increase approved today by an amount equal to any state spillover funds received. Since right now there's a concern that we're not going to get this money. Yeah.
All right.
It's not a concept. I understand and I support the intent. The public will never know.
Sorry. The concept is sound, and I'm supportive of the approach. The only problem is we won't know. It may not be an even number. I think we ought to, if you could modify the motion to have Roger report to us on any spillover funds that we get, and then bring it to the board. We could address it at that time without having a commitment, because it may not be a arithmetically worthwhile, or maybe too arithmetically complicated. I know what you're driving at. I don't object to it. I support the approach, but I just don't think we ought to commit automatically until we see what the actual numbers are. So if we can modify it a little bit like that, I think it would
be. Why don't you just go on this thing? Mr. Fasana, then Ms. Burke.
I just want to say that I think part of where we are, frankly, accounted for the fact that we weren't going to get the spillover. So I think in that sense, I'm not quite sure where that really takes us. I thought that, we've been getting the spillover for years. Now it's supposed to be cut. Admittedly, it was a little higher because of the increase in the revenues. But I think it's a lot more complex than just saying that now we might get the spillover back. I think we always presumed we had it.
I thought you were referring to anything beyond what you thought we had.
Yes.
I would be, the only reason that I have a little concern about this is that
I don't know where it would be allocated and in what category, so that I would certainly support that. We would have a report back on spillover funds and to reevaluate and to determine, because this doesn't indicate exactly where you would, what changes would take place in terms of this whole allocation of funds in terms of fare structure. So I would second that we have a report back of when spillover funds are acquired and have a consideration of possible changes in what is the present increase in terms of fare.
All right. Do we understand what's going on? We're only asking for a report at this time. It wouldn't change any fare structure.
No commitment, right?
Is that acceptable?
As long as there's a report, there's no commitment.
It's not acceptable to me, but...
I'm not sure the motion said no commitment.
Yeah, well...
Why we need to see it?
If you're willing to accept the motion without objection, that would be preferable. Otherwise, what we could do is, I'll certainly reserve the right to raise this motion subsequently to this meeting when we determine just how much spillover funds are available.
Over the present amount.
If Mr. Mayor, I would suggest that, because frankly, to do it the other way creates an impression that spillover funds can be used for a variety of things, which is not what I would support.
Right.
And, if we go get spillover funds, you go get spillover funds. I mean, I think that would be dedicated to reducing the bus fares, and I don't want to leave any question about that. So I would prefer, what your suggestion.
Oh, you're saying that the motion as is presented, because I thought it sort of indicated an immediate change.
That's what his motion said, and I don't accept that.
And so it would be a report back, and we would, at that time,
that's all we would
review
accept.
The spillover funds and how we would allocate it, because some people might want it allocated one place in this and some other places.
Okay. All right. Well, did that create a whole new list of people that want to speak, or what? No? All right. It was only accepted to me if it is a report back. Is that acceptable to you, Mayor?
Well, what I'll do is I reserve the right to, obviously, to raise this at a subsequent meeting when we know exactly how much spillover money we
That's
have.
Fair.
And what I'm making clear is I believe all of that spillover money should go back into fares.
Fair enough.
So you're withdrawing.
All right. So we're withdrawing that motion at that point. So it is only as amended by Director Lowenthal. Okay. Have we cleared the machine so we can vote?
Mm-hmm.
Yes? All right. Let's open the roll. Okay. Everybody's voted. Can we tally the vote?
Got it.
All right. That motion is passed.
Fight transit rate system, CUN4. Fight transit rate system, CUN4. Fight transit rate system, CUN4. Fight transit rate system, CUN4.
Our meeting is adjourned.
Fight transit rate system, CUN4. Fight transit rate system, CUN4. Fight transit rate system, CUN4. Fight transit rate system, CUN4.
I'll take a couple hours.